Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It's time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. I'll go first. You guys familiar with Carson Beck?
About to be a national champion.
He is about to be a national champion. Had the game-winning touchdown drive. Had the game-winning touchdown in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes.
A lot of people have been...
Oh, I know what you're going
to say. A lot of people have been killing Carson Beck all season, dude. Oh. All season, saying he's not worth the money. Lane Kiffin, you paid him $4 million. And everybody's talking about SEC this, SEC that. Well, he left the SEC, and he decided, you want to know something, dude? You want to know you remember the SEC slogan, Leroy?
No.
It just means more. That's what they like to say in the SEC. So Carson Beck, he took to a little thing we like to call Instagram. Posted a photo of his game-winning touchdown with the caption, "It just means more, because the damage is done, my friends.
Damage is done.
Sorry, SEC. Sorry, Dogs fans.
Damage is done, my friends."
Carson Beck's a win away from winning the whole damn thing in the little old ACC, because it just means more, dude.
Can I piggyback off your Carson Beck?
Absolutely.
All right. My damage is done, Leroy, Tobin, J-Fig. Mm-hmm. It's Carson Beck's ex-girlfriend.
What?
Wait a minute.
The Cavender?
I think what you're going to refer to, because I already read your mind when he was talking. I think that's fake.
I don't care. I'm going to go with it being real.
Which ex-girlfriend are we talking about?
Well, the one that broke up with him early this year.
I'm going to tell you something about this Carson Beck. If I can just say something. Can we turn the music down for a second?
Sure.
Can we just say something about Carson Beck? Yeah. Sure. Respectfully. Which is how he should be as a star athlete.
He looks like Stan from the Eminem video.
Can't deny that, but Carson Beck, horny.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Just saying.
There's nothing wrong with that. But here's what you're not going to do. Now, if it's fake, it's fake.
I really think it's fake.
But even though it's not, even if it's fake, it's funny. So I'm going to use it.
Okay.
Apparently, she texted back Mr. Beck and said, "I miss you and I love you and come back to me."
Mm-hmm.
And apparently somebody responded to her that wasn't Carson Beck. Might have been Abella Danger.
There's no way that's real.
I'm
telling you, I think it's real.
You think it's real?
There's no way that's real.
Sorry, that's what I said.
I wish it would. They'd be funny, but there's no way that's real.
I'm going with it. It's real.
There's no way that's
real. Damage is done.
But here's the thing. While she, you know, whatever happened with their relationship, in a way we still have to thank the Cavenders because I forget which one he was with. Because she seemed to be a reason
one
that he did.
Ones.
He did seem. It was a reason that he came here, was it not? So
exactly,
it was a. In one way, we should send him a ring. One of them, I don't know which one.
One of them.
One of them.
Motivation.
Yeah, just thank you. Thank you for sending him here.
I'm going. With
Sorry,
that.
It didn't work out. That sucks.
Everyone is saying it's AI, dude.
It don't matter if it's AI, all
it
right?
Kind of does.
It
doesn't matter
because
it just goes back. It just goes back to the simple fact that. Hey, listen, it don't have to be Carson Beck, just in life.
No.
Once you make a decision, the damage is done.
The damage is done. That's
they ain't
true.
No spinning around the block on that.
J-Fay, why don't you give us damage while Leroy finishes
the
pizza?
Oh, no, I'm ready.
Oh, you ready?
Damage is
done. Okay, go ahead.
So, are you familiar with... I'm torn. I got to do it. Are you familiar with Aaron Rodgers?
I sure am. I sure am.
Time out. Why were you taking time...
Because I had two choices. Both are in the same boat with me. Notre Dame or Aaron Rodgers.
But you already said Notre Dame already.
Okay.
Before.
So here's the deal. You throw some pop gun arm passes, and then he always turns around and yells at the player or the official, "They're hitting me! Don't hit him on my face!" Like, and then on the sideline with the mope. Dude, I told told you before the season. The damage is done. You're 40. Where do you think this is going? It's not going. You ain't walking off. You ain't. Aaron Rodgers start believing he could just show up somewhere and the team going to be much better. Nope. Guess what the Steelers were? Exactly where they were with Kenny Pickens.
Bum.
Kenny Pickett. But, you know.
But yeah, we get it.
Pickett.
Whatever.
This damage guy's is done.
A bum.
Yes. He, listen, he's not a bum.
Bum.
He's not a bum. But I got tired of us making him something that he wasn't at 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, he could be a contributor. He ain't going to be the reason why you win a championship. He's not.
So you're saying he's a bum. Got it.
No, I'm not saying he's a bum. Mm. I'm saying he's a player on a decent team that has done nothing.
I can't wait.
Better than he's done that they did without him.
I can't wait for the day they play golf. And Aaron Rodgers is holding up Leroy.
He's making notes.
Leroy's
going to
be in Costa Rica with Aaron Rodgers. High as a kite, Yogi.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for it. They're going to be at a golf course not knowing that they're playing. And then he's like, who's this guy taking forever? And then he walks up to the hole. Oh, it's you. Oh, it's you.
It's you. I'm trying to think. Have I ever come across a nemesis? I haven't.
Really?
Yeah, and think about this. I played on a bunch of teams that had none but Ohio State players.
Yeah, you deal with your nemesis every day, bro. Technology.
What are you talking about?
He's right, though.
No, what? Are you getting up?
Jennifer, what damage is done for you besides the court system?
You guys, it's literally a crop top, too, so how is this professional? Anyway, I was going to try to keep it on topic, you know, before Leroy started throwing shade at Aaron Rodgers. The parking for the national championship.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's absolutely insane.
What happened?
How much is it?
$747.
For a parking spot?
A parking spot.
I better get that credential.
Plus that ticket that you're going to have to purchase.
You're spending $2,000 just to get in the building. And you can't go tailgate without a ticket.
Exactly.
Parking. Oh, wait a minute.
And
you
that's
can't...
the cheapest.
So that's
ticket,
what people wanted to do. Mm-hmm. People wanted a tailgate if they couldn't get in the game.
Do the old Miami thing.
That's the whole. Yeah, that happens all the time.
I see one here that's for $4,000. Like, what is that?
A parking ticket?
A parking spot, yeah.
That's insanity.
A parking
spot. You know how they're going to get you?
You're screwed because of Uber.
There's also not many available. Left. I don't even know if there is parking available.
Because it's all corporate.
They might have to. You know what? You might have to go to the Hard Rock Casino and park
and do
the shuttle.
You might have to get You might have to get those. Remember those? You ever go like walking to downtown and they got the guy with the rickshaw attached to a bike?
Where do you go get him to take you from South Beach to the stadium?
No, I was going
to
say from Tootsie's.
From the Toots.
Tootsie's bike rides.
Oh, that'd be great. That's just right there.
You make a killing.
You definitely just go down 199th. That's it.
What is wrong with y'all?
That's not bad.
You guys are insane.
They do that at, you know where they do that at? At Jerry's house.
Do they?
Jerry Jones? Yes. You park your car and there's a guy that rides around and he, like in a shuttle, and he brings you from wherever the park is.
Yeah, but that's included with the parking because the stadium's so big. I've been in.
You pay $10 to tell buddy, hey, you know. Cycle along.
There's going to be a lot of houses in Miami Gardens. They're going to go no blocky. They're going to make a killing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Man. They might be able to pay their mortgage.
$200.
Good for them.
$200. It's a deal. You're like, hey, it's a deal.
Five cars, $200. That's $1,000 right there.
Yep.
Killing. No blocky. Hey, can somebody tell me, when was the last time you had no blocky with a one-lane parking spot, seven cars in the driveway, and you was actually not blocked?
Who's going to put on a fake vest? Who's going to put on a fake vest and act like you can park at the Walmart? That's going to happen, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, with the sign? With the sign?
Oh, dude, there's going to be a
with
lot.
With the sign.
Right
no,
at the
with si- the little sign.
All those intangibles from Indiana are going to get got.
Oh,
like,
man.
We can park over here. I don't know what they sound like in Indiana, but the point is they're going to be duped
Midwest?
Into parking at the Walmart.
They're not country.
Midwest.
I apologize.
Midwest.
He's out here sounding like Clyde.
I was like, wait a
minute. Why'd you make me sound like an Ole Miss fan? Yeah. What are you?
doing? That damage is done. We'll take a break. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Panthers win last night. Heat in action. Dolphins in search. Mario Cristobal on the Canes. Lots to get to. Back after this.